Thank you for joining me for part two of the November Amen Spiritual Recovery Newsletter. I'll start off with this quote from a mystic. Even the purest water becomes stagnant when cut off from its source. Ancient writings of the West have spoken of the yoke of wisdom, which unites the many and makes it one. In the East, it's referred to as yoga. The ancient teachings of the father of yoga, Patanjali, was also to bring the body, mind, and soul into harmony, into one. The common ancestor of the words yoke, yoga in French, and yoga in Sanskrit is the Indo-European root yin to unite. This uniting is to bring together what is separate or divided. The body, heart, mind. In the sacred scriptures, the soul is referred to as the heart, not to be mistaken as the physical heart, but meant as our essence. In the West, from the Book of Wisdom, Sirach is also known in the Old Testament as the Book of Ecclesiastes. Wisdom speaks and says in general, come to me, pay for it without money, and place your neck under the yoke so your soul can receive instruction. It's very clear, it is very near, within your reach. And in the Gnostic Gospel of Thomas, Logion 90, Yeshua says, come to me. My yoke is good. My command is gentle. And you will find repose within. In the Gospel of Matthew, Yeshua quotes, is similar. The repose the scriptural readings speak of is silence and peace. When our thoughts and actions are focused on the outside world, the secular world, the majority of time, we become cut off from the source, and our thoughts become stagnant, polluted. It seems today our educational system, media, and the outside noise is more focused on competition, dominance, power, separation, and guilt, rather and gentleness and humility. The external sources create division, while scriptural create unity. The doors of true self-knowledge will remain closed when coming from the places of competition, power, dominance, guilt, separateness, as our own life experiences can attest to. It is only through what is referred to as the dual keys of gentleness and humility that true self-knowledge is open. To act with gentleness is to be more deeply in communion with the depths of what is God. When we walk lightly upon the earth is when we realize how sacred the earth truly is. I've been told humility is like humus, and that's the organic compound of the soil. It is close to the earth. Sooner or later, it becomes the source of fertility and growth. If we allow ourselves to become more like humus, instead of trying to be right or making others wrong, we allow others to be and accept our own limits as well as our own magnificence, thus allowing the uncovering of the kingdom within oneself and others. Walk with gentleness and humility. Thank you.